Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. We are coming off a win against Carolina. We have the Jets coming to our home turf this weekend.
Thank goodness.
How can we beat them, Ben? Tell us.
Well, I think we just show up as bad as they
really
played. No, they're dysfunctional.
Okay.
So we have a pretty banged up and down Jets team coming in town and playing in the cold. So number one, I would say hug the short routes. And what I mean by that is Geno Smith can't really throw the football really anywhere, and he can't throw it deep. So if we have any success to get to the quarterback, hug up the short routes, body position. You don't necessarily have to play man-to-man, but just put a body there, and he's not going to try to fit it in some tight windows. So make it really tough for them on the underneath routes.
All right, give him a hug on the short routes.
Give him a hug.
Next one.
All right, so like I said, careful in man coverage, because you have to mix in zone and man. But the one thing that Geno can do is he can run, and he likes to run with the football. So you have to be very careful in man coverage when you turn your backs as a defender, because he's going to get out and run. So limit those extra yards and be careful in man coverage and kind of keep your eye on him.
Got it. Number three.
All right, number three. So we had, I mean,
it was awesome.
Vikings history was made
amazing
last Sunday, right?
Yes.
Two blocked punts, both for touchdowns. So what is that? That's going to do to the Jets punt cover team? Understand these guys are going to sit back on their heels a little bit, set up some big returns. They're not going to, they might be like a step and a half late getting out in coverage. So that's going to help Cheryl's out. That's going to help our punt return team out. So I expect some big punt returns.
Ooh, I'm excited already. Number four, last.
All right. So the Jets, the one thing they do well, they can stop the run.
That one thing.
Yeah, they're a top five run-stopping defense.
Got it.
And so I really think our best option to pick up some yardage is to spread them out. I know that we like to use Jerome Felton as a fullback, kind of bring everything down in and just kind of pound the football. But I think against this team, we spread them out. We throw a little bit. They spread out the defense. And by formation, we spread them out. And then we just get some running backs to slash through some holes. And I think spreading these guys out is the best way to run on them. So that's it.
And then we bring home another W?
Oh, for sure.
Another win?
We will win this game. All right, time now for our third nominee for the Golden Nacho. And this week it's Epic Flops, people who have fallen and look pretty ridiculous. So this one comes to us, I don't know where. It's just some low-level MMA sort of fight. They have these all around the country, right?
Is that what you call it, a ring?
He attempts, I think they call it like a Superman punch.
Okay.
Or something like that. And He jumps off of
it looks like me
the
trying
fence,
to fight in there.
And then trips and falls and then gets beat
I
up.
I feel like if I was brought in, that's what I would do. Just kind of flail
it's
around. Just,
it's so sad. It's
and
so
then he
sad
gets his
that
buns
like
kicked, or it looks like he does.
Yeah. I mean, I know he trained probably pretty hard for this fight, and then he goes out there.
He might have been distracted by the threats.
There's
though.
Friends, there's family. He wears the get up, and then he jumps off the fence in the most unathletic way possible. Stick around. Up next, we catch up with Cordarrelle Patterson as he reads through his fan mail.
Hey, nobody gave me nothing to sign yet, man. Everybody just thanking me for being CP.
Plus, I've got the Golden Nacho winner. It's all next.